And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Good morning, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies, ideas, and how to improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. Now again, we have a special guest today from Envico Capital, CEO Allison Taylor, who joined us last week, staying on, and we're going to do part two of that show right now, joining me from her office in Calgary. And again, what we have to do is read our statement here, our disclaimer. So this segment is intended for the informational purposes only concerning Envico Diversified Income Fund and Envico Diversified Income Limited Partnership. This radio segment does not constitute or form any part of any offer or invitation to sell or issue or any solicitation to purchase or subscribe for any securities, nor shall any part of this radio segment form the basis of or be relied on in connection with any contract, or investment decision in relation to any securities. This radio segment does not constitute any form of commitment, recommendation, representation, or warranty on the part of any person. This segment does not provide disclosure of all information required for an investor to make an informed investment decision. Investors should read the offering memorandum of Envico Diversified Income Fund, especially the risk factors relating to the fund and the securities offered, before making an investment decision. So again, once again, folks, in other words, before investing in this fund or any other, see your financial advisor or market specialist to consult with, be comfortable, be knowledgeable with both the risks and rewards of any fund, have a full understanding. And with that, once again, Allison Taylor, Chief Executive Officer of Envico, co-founder and registered portfolio manager the past 25 years. Formerly, we did investment committee of the University of Calgary, except market dealer advisory committee. Been with Envico, co-founder since 2005. 25 years experience in corporate finance in both private equity and financial advisory services. But in 2019, she was the proud recipient of the Female Executive of the Year Award at the Wealth Professional Women in Wealth Management Awards. One person in the country wins that award, Allison Taylor, 2019. Also a marathon runner, 54 marathons, and in case you didn't know, if you didn't listen in last week, born in Halifax, from New Germany, Nova Scotia, came here, made it big, top CEO of Envico. Once again, Allison, good morning and how are you?
Good. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Not too bad. So have you been on the Peloton bike yet this morning?
Nope. This morning, actually, I went out for a 10K run because it is summer here in Calgary today, but it could be winter tomorrow. You never know.
10K run just like that. Riley, we got to start doing, you have to start running for me.
Absolutely.
Roddy's 24. You have to start running for me. Okay. Let's start off with Envico Capital and the Diversified Income Fund. So what makes up this fund for listeners? Like, what's in this fund? How would they understand what is Envico Diversified?
So Envico Diversified Income is a diversified portfolio, as it says right in the name. It's approximately $307 million of assets under management in that fund. And about two-thirds of that fund is focused on private debt. And about a third of the fund is focused on direct participation in non-operated working interests. So that is a mouthful. But basically what that means is we're actually participating directly in the production of oil and gas. Most of it, actually, it's both in Canada and the U.S. We started mostly in the U.S. on the oil and gas side. And with, I guess, recent improvements in Canada, we actually came back to Canada at the end of 2020 with a fairly large acquisition here in Western Canada. So the private debt side of the portfolio, we're basically lending money primarily to private companies to help those businesses either grow, make an acquisition, build some equipment, or as I mentioned on the last show, make a movie production. So there's lots of different reasons why groups need to borrow money. Obviously, the banks are there to fill a portion of that need, but there are circumstances where the banks may not be able to move quickly enough or may not just fit every single box of their criteria, and that's where we have an opportunity to participate.
So they'll borrow money from Envico, and Envico will loan that to them, and investors buying into Envico get a portion of those returns, I guess.
That's right. So we basically structure the fund, Roger, so that we pay a preferred return to investors. So it depends. We have different classes of units that people can participate in. That target return is anywhere between 7 and 8.5%. So that is a preferred return that the investors get each, and it's paid out each month, which obviously is nice for those people that are looking for some income in their portfolio. But as I mentioned on the last show, it really depends on kind of where you are in your life stage and what your risk anticipated.
Exactly. It's a little bit cut out, but yeah, it depends on your life, what kind of risk reward you're looking for. So again, why did you decide to establish a private alternative fund? Most companies just go private or go public. And so this fund, I think, has been around for like 15 years. Why did you set up the private equity fund back in 2005?
Yeah, so back in 2005, we saw an opportunity in the market to participate. When we first started Envico, we were actually focused on private equity, strictly in energy. And we were taking, once again, at that point in time, and that fund, which is a different fund, obviously, it's now since closed, but it was a diversified approach. And so it's really giving the opportunity for investors to participate in private opportunities, which can be very impactful. But the challenge, of course, for an individual investor is, you know, obviously most people don't have the access to these types of opportunities. It's a lot of work to manage, obviously. And so for example, in our Envico Diversified Income Fund, we do loans anywhere between $3 million to $30 million, but investors can participate in the fund for as little as $5,000. So it gives them an opportunity to participate in opportunities that otherwise, unless they had $3 million to lend out to somebody, they wouldn't be able to access. So that's what I think is really unique, is bringing these types of opportunities to the retail investor. It's very accessible for individuals to participate in. These are not the type of funds that typically people are familiar with. They're not, public stocks and those types of things. There are obviously benefits to being private, and there's benefits to being public. And it's just another portion of your portfolio that investors can access.
So today, someone looking for fixed income, they go to their bank, and it's 0.0 on fixed returns. And we're coming out of a COVID market. So what are you seeing take place in today's marketplace? Where do you see the market at today?
Yeah, so right now we're seeing a lot of opportunities in front of us. Obviously, going into COVID, the first few months was really a standstill for everybody. Everyone kind of was in a paralysis mode, just really shocked at what was happening. And then we actually raised a lot of capital last summer. And in the summertime, not a lot was happening. But in the fall, we actually saw a lot of opportunity flowing again. I think people realized the world still has to go on. Obviously, investors still need to make a return. People adjusted and shifted and worked from home. And last year, actually in Q4, we actually had the busiest time we've ever had in the history of the Envico Diversified Income Fund, which has been around actions in Q4. And 2021 has started off very strong as well. We see a lot of opportunity in front of us right now, especially with obviously the vaccine program rolling out and people getting back and people wanting to grow their businesses, needing that growth capital. We're seeing a lot of acquisition opportunities that are transpiring in the real estate place. We don't actually acquire assets in real estate, but we can lend money to groups that are. So that's another area that we play in, multifamily residential real estate. We lend in that space. We lend in the assisted living space. Obviously, that was an industry that really took a hit during COVID. People were struggling, obviously, to have their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas in those types of facilities. But now that we seem to have the situation under control, we're seeing a lot of upward opportunity in those regions as well.
So I guess for an investor listening in, say, well, why should I invest in, consider alternatives? Like, aren't they all risky?
Yeah, so I think, Roger, like I said, they're not all risky. It's not all gloom and doom. Obviously, it's a balance between risk and reward. We do obviously pay much higher returns, targeted much higher returns than what you'd see in a traditional fixed income portfolio. And there are risks. But for us, we try to mitigate those risks through the way that we structure the transactions and the lending that we're doing. We take security. So if things don't work, company and rework through a situation. So there are lots of ways we can mitigate risk when we prudent to buy some financial hedges so that if commodity does go down, we obviously have a portion of it. So there are different mitigation factors that we have put in place, once again, from the professional management, which obviously is why it would be of interest to a retail investor. And once again, this should just be a portion of somebody's portfolio, not the entire portfolio, because that to me would be very risky. But obviously, you take a portion of it and allocate it to alternatives. That to me would be a smart strategy.
That's the name diversified. That's what everybody should do. That's with right. All their funds. So quickly, how does someone go about investing and learning more about alternatives?
Yeah, so we have a great website, envicocapital.com. I would encourage investors to go and check out our website. We actually don't take direct investment from investors. We actually need them to go through a registered advisor. They can look on the internet. There's registered advisors throughout the Maritimes. We distribute our product through over 25 platforms. So there are groups that people would know, like the banks, like National Bank and Bank of Montreal. We also distribute through groups like Raymond James, Aligned Capital, Richardson GMP. And there also are specialized private capital groups like Pinnacle Wealth Managers, like Qantas, like Virtus, that people can find out that information if they look on the internet, Roger.
Super. Okay, we'll take a quick 30-second break and we'll be back to wrap it up with Allison Taylor, CEO of Invico.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your Financial Destination Show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back with CEO of Invico, Allison Taylor. So, of all the good things we've talked about, tell me, Allison, your story of leaving New Germany. You graduated here, an MBA Calgary and Bachelor of Science and 2019 Wealth Professional Executive of the Year. One person in the country and you're it. CEO of Invico. In 2 minutes, how did you get from New Germany to the head of CEO Invico?
Well, it was a long journey, Roger. So I did grow up in New Germany, Nova Scotia. My parents were both professionals that encouraged me to study and work hard. I guess that obviously has paid off for me. I did graduate from Parkview Education Center just outside Bridgewater and had multiple scholarships to go to Ontario to study. So went to the University of Western Ontario. I was always really good at math, and I think that's a strong message to focus on something that really, taxed me on the math skills. So I did an undergraduate degree in actuarial science and statistics. And I did work in Toronto for a bit, but I guess you can take the girl of the Maritimes, but not the Maritimes out of the girl. It was a big smoke, was much too large for me. So I decided to head out west. I was really intrigued by the mountains and the lifestyle as a avid marathon runner. I love the fact that we have over 700 kilometers of paved pathways. So moved out west the late 90s and worked a little bit in actuarial science and statistics, but had too much personality, I guess, to be locked in a back room crunching numbers. So decided to go back to school and do my MBA in finance and accounting. And that's really where I entered into the finance space and worked at Ernst & Young in their corporate finance group doing mergers and acquisitions. And to be because it was in Calgary, and I thought, I'm never going to be an entrepreneur. And here I am. So I think, the message out there is you never know where life's going to lead you. I think for me, I always wanted to do something where every day I wake up and it's a different day. I don't know what I'm going to be faced with. And so obviously as a CEO of a company, we now have 35 plus individuals. We actually have an office in Halifax. So we do have two employees in Halifax, which is pretty exciting.
You brought it back home.
Exactly. I brought it back home. And then we also have just recently one team member that joined us in Vancouver. So we truly are coast to coast, except, of course, as a Maritimer, I'm not going to forget Newfoundland. So we don't have anybody out in the rock yet, but never say never, right, Roger?
We'll always get them. We'll always get them. So all that, and you've had time to run in 54 marathons. So you've done it. And you're now on the Financial Destination Show here on Seaside FM. So this is the big one, right?
Exactly. This is the first time I've been on a radio show, Roger. This is the first
Really? One. You debuted on this one. Excellent. Yeah. Well, we're honored to have you here.
Okay, thank you.
Well, again, thank you, Allison, CEO of Invico Capital from New Germany, Nova Scotia, the winner of the Top Wealth Professional Executive for Canada, marathon winner. It has been a pleasure. Again, listeners, we hope you enjoyed this morning's show and you learn or took something from it. And again, investment knowledge is the key. What's out there that might suit you and you, the investor, how you can benefit from what's out there. For more on this, you can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.